Welcome to Conestoga 10, podcast number 3, for March 9th, 2006. Conestoga is Oklahoma's largest literary, science fiction, and fantasy convention. It will be held July 28th through the 30th, 2006, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are celebrating 10 years of Conestoga, Misha Merlin Publishing, and Yard Dog Press. As promised, I said we'd bring you interviews with some of the wonderful guests that will be attending Conestoga 10, and in our third program, we bring you fantasy author Martha Wells. I first met Martha and her husband Troyce in 2005 at the 63rd Worldcon in Glasgow, Scotland. Little did I know Conestoga would be doing podcasts 6 months later, nor as luck would have it that I, your host, Chris Marley, would have the opportunity to interview her. In the following interview, we talk about her upcoming works and a little on the craft of writing. Today we have Martha Wells, author of 7 fantasy novels and a television tie-in. She's been a finalist for the Compton Crook Stephen Tall Award and a runner-up for the Crawford Award, and was a 1998 Nebula nominee for Death of the Necromancer. We are pleased that Martha will be attending Conestoga 10 on July 28th through the 30th, 2006. I understand this is going to be your second Conestoga, and we want to thank you for coming to us again.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
What draws you to a convention? Why do you go to a convention as an author?
Well, the business reason is to promote your books, but Conestoga was, I felt, a really fun, friendly convention, and I really enjoyed being there.
And what are some of the activities that you like to do the most, besides, of course, meeting your fans?
I like Family Feud.
The Family Feud?
Yeah, the science fiction Family Feud. That was played at ArmadilloCon, and they played it at Conestoga also, and it was a lot of fun.
So you were on the side of the celebrities versus the
fans? Yeah, and you never win, because the answers are, they get the answers from the website, and people just put in, you know, they ask a question like, well, where are the top 5 science fiction authors in Texas? And people will say, you know, Robert Heinlein and things like that. So it's really hard to get the answers right.
Now, one of the things we learned recently, you're getting ready to come out with your first media tie-in novel. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
It's a Stargate Atlantis novel called A Reliquary, and it's the first original Stargate Atlantis novel. It's from it's a British publisher that does the SG-1 novels, is finally doing Stargate Atlantis this year, and they're going to be available in the U.S. as well as the U.K.
And I understand there's been a little bit of delay in its publishing.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks. It was supposed to come out in February. Now it's going to be March, and that's mainly because they had a problem with the printer with one of the SG-1 novels, and so they all got delayed. And then you're just waiting for approvals from MGM.
Well, how is working with a publisher doing a media tie-in novel versus one of your regular fantasy novels?
It was interesting, but it was a lot of fun because it's a very small publisher, and so you get a lot more immediate responses to your queries. And I'd heard horror stories about media tie-ins with the production companies making, or the studios making, all these demands and not wanting this and not wanting that. And MGM was not like that. They were very hands-off, and they let you do pretty much whatever you wanted. About their only stipulation was that you not kill off a character who was actually in the show. And that was about it. And no demands or anything like that.
I guess they wouldn't be too happy if you killed off one of the main characters.
No, they wouldn't want you to kill off the main character. They also wanted the story to center on the main characters and not to, you know, kind of go off on tangents, which is a perfectly reasonable thing.
Now, one of the things is, you know, Conestoga is also a writer's conference, and when you're finished with a novel, that's only part of the process. Mm-hmm. When you turn it into the publisher, what are some of the things that happens to it before it actually ends up on the bookshelves?
Well, usually the first thing is the editor goes over it, and the editor is responsible for asking for any changes, such as, like, maybe if she doesn't think the plot works, if she thinks there's characterization problems, she'll talk to you about that, and you work things out with the editor. And once that process is done, if she does ask for any changes, in some of my books the editor's asked for changes, and some she hasn't. So once that's done, she accepts the book, and that's usually when you get paid. And then the next step is it goes to the copy editor. And the copy editor is the person who goes over it for, you know, looking for grammar, punctuation, making, you know, the typesetting remarks, making sure that you haven't changed a character's eye color. You know, she looks at all the little details. And then usually you get the manuscript back at that point, and you check the copy edit and make whatever little changes you need to do to the copy edit. And then it goes to the galley stage. And the galley is where it's the actual typeset pages that will be, that's the first time it actually looks like the published book. And you go over the galley and again look for, proofread it basically, and look for any kind of mistakes that were made in transferring the copy edit changes to the manuscript. It's a lot easier now because they used to have to, of course, retype the whole manuscript. Mm-hmm. And now what to do, most publishers will just ask for a disc or a CD with the original copy on it. So all they're putting in is the copy edit changes. So it's a lot less chance for errors to creep in. And after the galley, usually that's when they'll print up the bound galleys to send out to reviewers. And after that, it's the published book.
Okay. Well, now shifting back from the process of publishing to the act of creation, I understand you have a background in anthropology. And how does this background inspire, inform, or infuse your fantasy or your writing?
I think it's really helped me a lot because of I do a lot of creating new cultures in my books, and either that or basing them on cultures in our world or creating new ones. And it really helps. I think it really helps me to know how that actually works and how the nuts and bolts of a civilization in different environments should work, and to feel more realistic.
Of course, you have a website, MarthaWells.com. Mm-hmm. Are there excerpts that people can read on the website if they want to get a taste of your work?
Yes, there are. There are two short stories. Two of my older short stories are on there, and also there's at least a single chapter excerpt from all of my books. The trilogy that I have out now, there's a five chapter excerpt from each book.
And what's the name of the trilogy, and what are the books?
It's called The Fall of Ilrien, and it's set in the world of Ilrien from my books, The Element of Fire and The Death of the Necromancer. And it takes place about 30 years after the end of The Death of the Necromancer, but it uses some elements from that book, but you don't really need to read it to get the trilogy. And the first book is called The Wizard Hunters, the second is called The Ships of Air, and the third is called The Gate of Gods. And The Gate of Gods just came out in November.
In November, and that's in hardcover?
Mm-hmm.
And people...
Yeah, it'll be out in paperback in August or September, I think.
People can look for that on the bookstore shelves then. Going from one length of a trilogy, which is a large body of work, you also write short stories. When you write when you pick a story to create, how do you decide whether it's going to be a short story or a novel?
That's a good question. It's just the story I want to tell.
Can you tell if the idea is something that's going to be, just when you start coming up with the idea, can you tell pretty early on that, yeah, this is going to take a long time to tell the story?
Yeah, actually you can. But you can tell pretty early on how long it's going to take you. If it's with a short story, it's got to be something fairly compressed, especially with, I usually write adventure fantasy, and it's kind of hard to write that in a short format because you have to build the world and the characters, and it's a whole different technique. So I can usually tell right away if something is going to be a short enough idea for a short story, or if it's going to be something that's going to require a novel.
Well, as you mentioned, there were two short stories on your website that people can read, but where else can people find some of your short stories?
Right now, the magazine Black Gate is going to be printing at least two short stories from me, maybe hopefully some more. They're doing two prequel stories to my trilogy, which are about two of the main characters.
And there's also an anthology that's coming out.
Yes, there's the anthology Elemental is coming out from Tor in May, and it's a charity anthology for the tsunami relief. All the profits go to tsunami relief, and none of the authors were paid. It's got a huge number of contributors. It's both science fiction and fantasy. It's got a foreword by Arthur C. Clarke. Joe Haldeman has a story in it. Nina Kariki Hoffman, Jacqueline Carey, Kevin J. Anderson. There's just a ton of people.
Well, you're in good company then.
Yeah, I was very happy to be in it.
Martha, I want to thank you again for joining us today. And folks, you'll have a chance to meet Martha at Conestoga here in July, and I'll have more information later.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope that you found Martha Wells as interesting as I did. You can find out more about her works and read excerpts on her website, MarthaWells.com. As mentioned earlier, her media tie-in novel, Stargate Atlantis, Reliquary, is due out this month. Finally, one other note about Elementals, the Tsunami Relief Anthology coming out in May 2006, is that our guest of honor, David Drake, also has a story in it. Looking forward to seeing you all at Conestoga 10. For more information, our web address is sftulsa.org, or send an email to conestoga@sftulsa.org. Questions about our podcast may be sent to podcast@sftulsa.org. Thank you for listening.